My favorite station.
Topping in the morning.
6 till 10. Topping in the morning.
Hilarious morning show.
My favorite radio station.
Isle of Wight Radio.
Katy Perry, California Girls. Morning. It's Topping in the Morning from Isle of Wight Radio. 8 minutes past seven. Paul, Hayley and Jamie, are we all right?
Good morning.
Morning.
Wonderful, thank you. How are you?
Oh, don't you start.
What?
She's been like this all morning.
Oh, she's been most... You know when someone's just like gently prodding away at you? She may sound as if she's chirpy, but...
I am chirpy, that's the thing. You guys just don't want to play today, do you?
You have been... Since the moment you walked in the door this morning...
There's been beef.
Oh, you've been on it.
This would be like the ultimate Love Island episode, but without the bodies, the swimwear, and the love.
Yeah,
it's true. It's like, I can't do the guy's accent, but, you know, here we are, and it's just after 6 in the morning, and Jamie and Hayley are annoying each other. Talking of TV, right, I'm slightly concerned. I've got a little bit of a worry about me.
A worry?
Well, the reason I say this is because if I jotted down all the TV programmes I watch, or if you look at my Netflix suggestions...
Yeah, I know where you're going with this.
I think I have a serious problem. The reason I say this is because I've watched things like, you know, the Ted Bundy tapes.
I haven't seen that yet.
Have you seen the film yet?
Yes. Yeah, I've watched the film.
Yeah.
I watched all the, you know, all those kind of programmes on Netflix. And my wife and I will sit down and we'll go, right, what can we watch tonight? Let's watch the Ted Bundy tapes. All right, then.
Yes.
Things have changed in our house.
Do you know what? I'm 100% with you on that. I just find it all sort of quite fascinating.
Yeah, Killing Eve.
Strange way.
Oh, my goodness. Did you watch Killing Eve on Saturday?
No, I'm saving it.
Yeah, I've got to watch it this week.
Let's just say she shows a warm side to herself and then you go, all right, we're back. We're back on track. But all these kind of shows.
But it is, yeah.
They must be the sort of programmes that a lot of people are watching, though, because they seem to be everywhere
at the moment.
There's
so many, isn't there?
It's like a lot of police as well. Like, even the documentaries and the TV programmes, like The Bodyguard, when that was on, we watched that. There was...
Line of Duty.
Line of Duty as well.
Yes.
24 hours in police custody. I know that's obviously real life, but we're fascinated by it all. And yeah, there's definitely a certain trend.
It's not right.
I mean, I remember when, you know, real crime documentary used to be The Bill.
Yeah. Yes.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Someone would get collared for stealing a packet of minstrels
from
the local...
Yeah, and then the police would be running down the road, wouldn't they?
Oi!
Stop him!
I think we balance it out well, though. We watch all these really intense,
then complete,
you know,
trash TV, like Love Island.
Exactly.
Well, to be fair, you've got me into that, into the Love Island thing.
Yeah.
And I feel, you know, you look at them on there and
Do you feel cheated this year? It's not as good as last.
No, I feel cheated about the body that I was given. That's what I feel cheated about. You look at them and you think, seriously? Seriously? Oh, you just wait. Another 20 years.
Yeah,
another 20
young.
Years. You'll look like me. And then I think back and think, to be fair, I never look like that. Never.
Can someone mention you are all alone? I could feel the trouble crossing through your veins. Hey!
Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning.
Everybody now!
Listen up, Isle of Wight Radio.
Okay, brilliant. Right, okay, I'm glad we've got our priorities right here. And do you know what? I was annoyed yesterday.
Oh, who annoyed you?
Well, I tell you what annoyed
Again.
Me. Just, you know, you just kind of think, don't you? You work all your life, right? You work hard.
Yep.
And then maybe, you know, you're retired. And you haven't got a huge amount of money, but the one thing that you do have is the company of TV.
Yes.
You know, whatever happens. And then yesterday, we find out that the BBC want to take that away for a whole bunch of people that, again, you know, if you're very, very poor, they're saying they're not going to take it away. And if you're very, very rich, completely, you know, fine, you'll be able to pay your TV licence. But for all those people in the middle, there's the difference between being able to maybe treat yourself once a month or not, you know, they're going to have to pay their TV licence. And I just think, you know, I'm going to say it, I know it's a bit controversial, but if it really means that all those elderly people have to pay a TV licence over the age of 75 because the BBC can't survive unless you pay that licence, then is the BBC sustainable in this day and age?
Well, I agree. I think it's I put something on Twitter yesterday because it really annoyed me. And the thing is, like we said yesterday in the office as well, a TV is almost the only company a lot of over 75s get.
Yeah.
And if they're struggling 100%. To pay that is completely out of order.
It's that one little luxury.
Yeah.
That a lot of people have. You know, if you can't get out and about all the time,
definitely,
then the TV is the company.
Yeah.
And it is, you know, it's not like one of those things where you know, if you don't pay it, then it just switches off. It's not a choice of paying it.
No.
If you've got a TV aerial that's plugged in, then basically you have to pay it.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, the letters that they send, see, obviously I was renovating my house. No one's been in there for a little while. The letters that I got threatening, because there was no TV license, there's not even an aerial point in there, let alone a TV, were unbelievable. These letters menacing enforcement officers in the area.
What I found out, you know, they used to do the adverts with the TV detector van.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently that's completely made up.
Really?
Is it?
TV detector van, they had no idea. Oh. They could sort of generally work out in a sort of rough area, but they couldn't do it, apparently. Anyway, there we go. I feel a little bit better now, but I don't know what's going to happen with that. I just think sometimes you just got to, you know, the little luxuries in life just slowly being picked away.
Yes.
Yeah.
Slowly being picked away. 17 minutes past 7. It's Isle of Wight Radio. Let's cheer ourselves up. Hayley's got the latest travel and the latest news on the floating bridge. Oh, next. Avicii, Aloe Black at Isle of Wight Radio. So, wow, what a lot of rain last night.
There was a lot of rain.
An awful lot of rain. My front garden kind of flooded this morning when I came out.
Well, you know, we had all that wind on Friday. I've got this amazing big plant in my front garden. It looked like someone has stepped on it. The wind has got it so much that it's completely trashed my plant.
I can't remember a June quite like this. So far, I mean, I know it's only the 11th.
Do you know what? I think it's because we were spoiled last year. I think this time last year, because we had that heat wave for like 2 months. Before that, I'm sure the years before that, it's been a bit mixed.
Are you a weatherman?
No, I'm not a weatherman, no. I've just got a memory.
Will you just stop winding up?
Honestly.
I can't think of many...
Can we put her in the other studio?
I can't think of many other Isle of Wight festivals, though. At this time of year,
no.
Where we've had quite so much rain.
But if you think about it, it's all right. It can rain now, not a problem at all. And then Thursday...
Yeah, but will it not make the ground a bit mushy?
Well, nah, I'll tell you what, let's phone the people that are building that site and see what they say.
Yes.
No, but do you know what I mean? You know, before the thousands get on there, a little bit of rain... Well,
we might get some rain tomorrow. We might get some rain Thursday. And then it does look from the forecast that Friday, Saturday and Sunday are looking much, much better.
Good.
I don't think my weather app on my phone has been open so much this week already. Like constantly looking to see what the weather's like for the weekend.
And don't forget, whatever the weather, Dad Dance will be on 3 o'clock in the Electrolove tent. And do you know what I noticed?
Go on.
I was having a little look through the app at the weekend, and there seems to be a new addition on the old app. Have you seen this, Jamie?
No.
Or can I call you DJ J?
DJ J.
Can you
on
call
Friday
you that?
Night, call me, call me
can
anything,
call
I don't mind.
Jamie's appeared on the app. You kept that one quiet.
Did you know that, Jamie?
Sort of.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you? Yes or no? There's no sort of about it. Did you know?
Yeah, sort
you
of.
On the app?
Yeah, we did.
So, yes,
doing a bit
did.
Of a 90s set on Friday night.
Doing a bit of a 90s set. Oh, yeah. So what are you playing then?
In fact,
are you spinning the wheels of steel?
Are you playing the platters that matter?
Yeah, something like that. Don't know what's going to happen, if I'm honest. Probably all go horribly wrong, but yeah.
Go and see Jamie. What time is it, Jamie?
10 o'clock.
There we go.
10 till 11.
I know, late night.
DJ what happened to DJ Jamie Dodger?
Jamie Dodger. I'm going to use that. I like that one.
Well, they haven't used it on the app.
It just says
J without a photograph.
Yeah.
J.
Yeah, kind of keeping it low key.
J-A-Y or just J?
J-A-Y.
J-A-Y.
Are you going to have some merch down there?
Hey, maybe a few hats, bum bags, you know, the lot. Keep your poncho in it.
Well, good luck with that.
Thanks very much.
I would put this one.
This will be in there.
Yeah, I'd
in
put this one on there, yeah. Oh, is that what you've been saying to me? What songs from the 90s would be really, really good?
Yeah, because I wanted your take on it.
Just as long as I get
20%. 20% of nothing.
Wow. Yeah, that's what you're going to tell the tax man, eh?
Wake up, wake up. I know it's about time to get up. The island's favourite station. Isle of Wight Radio.
Dua Lipa at Isle of Wight Radio. It's, what time is it now? 7:36 right now. This is where we could do with your help. Well, I say we. Jamie and I could do with your help because Hayley's dipped out of joining in with Dad Dance.
I have
on
indeed.
Saturday.
Blakey.
But don't worry, because Georgie, everyone's favourite, will be...
I said to you before, I don't have to be here.
I said to you before, Governor, I don't need to be here. I'm only here to support you and the boy.
Well, I actually got a tear to my eye.
So we're doing Electrolove, and this is something that we've done for a few years now. And we're looking for your ideas, songs that we should play that are going to get you up and dancing. Because Electrolove, basically, for our little bit called Dad Dance, the strap line is just leave your dignity at the door.
Yeah, a bit that, like here.
That sort of speak for yourself.
Where's Georgie?
You can only do that once a show, otherwise she gets really, really, really upset. So we were looking for your ideas, songs that are going to get you up and dancing if you're going to come down and see us 3 o'clock in the Electrolove tent at the Isle of Wight Festival.
On what day? Saturday.
Saturday. Big 80s and 90s songs, the absolute corkers. You can text us, you can tweet us, or you can message us right now if you're watching on Facebook, facebook.com/Isle of Wight Radio. Anyway, enough of that, because it is time for the highlight of many people's morning. And then we'll do headline or hearsay.
A radical flying sports car concept could be a solution to being stuck in traffic. Dubbed the Transvolution, the Batman-style sports car has a detachable passenger drone which separates the car's base and can fly off. Its design means that drivers could either choose to use the vehicle on the ground or in the skies. Several firms, including Boeing and Uber, are working on the technology, indicating we may have a Jetson-style future. Wow. Is that headline or is it hearsay?
See, at some point, somebody's got to invent something that will fly.
Do you remember the film Demolition Man? They had that. They showed it into like 2030 or something.
I do remember that.
And they had cars like that.
Ellie, wasn't a documentary.
It's a film.
But you know, like a bit like Back to the Future, you know, when there's like the hoverboard and stuff like that, you think that is the year now that they said about. We still haven't got that.
No, but we're getting close. I keep seeing these different like ideas for massive drones and things like that.
Yeah.
But would you trust yourself?
No.
I don't think I would.
No, actually, I would.
I
mean,
I wouldn't trust you.
To be fair, I wouldn't trust you. I wouldn't. I
thought about doing my aeroplane license. Honestly. I'm not joking either.
Let us know when, so I can move out of the country.
Let's just spend a moment thinking about that. For someone that thought laryngitis was a made-up name for being off sick...
I thought it was a TV host. It was just Larry Jitus.
That's quite good, Jamie.
Yeah, that was very good.
Cheers.
What does Facebook say?
Facebook says Hayley must be mad. Charlotte says hearsay. Gillian and Andrea say headline. Zoe says hearsay. Claire and Alana say hearsay this morning. So pretty mixed.
I'm still getting over the fact of Hayley... piloting. Can you imagine getting on a plane, going on holiday, and you're thinking, I can relax a bit now, and you go, ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking, it's Hay here.
Morning.
Morning, everyone.
Not commercial pilot.
Remember, it's nice to be nice.
Just off to Alicante. Oh, this flight's supposed to go to Mallorca.
I do what I want.
My dad just wants me to drop something off in... Anyway, what are we going with? Headline or hearsay?
Headline.
Headline.
Wow, that was quick. Even though everyone said hearsay. Yeah, brilliant. It is a headline. Yeah. It is, yeah. Excellent. A lift engineer is such a dead ringer for Prince Harry, he keeps getting mobbed in the street and his girlfriend's not enjoying it. Andrew Taylor says he's been overwhelmed with attention from supporters of the Prince. For the last 6 years, Andrew, who lives in Scotland, has been inundated with daily pictures and autograph requests from fans of the royal, and he's been even asked to appear at a wedding. Is that a headline or is it hearsay?
Didn't you used to have this problem, Jamie? Duncan from Blue.
Why did you?
Asking for selfies and things.
Yeah.
And then Matt Lucas.
And James Corden. Yeah, brilliant. Thanks very much.
Oh, yeah, James Corden. I can see that.
All right, Nessa, wind it in.
Wow, that escalated quickly, didn't it?
Wow.
He'll regret that
one. Yeah, I'm already regretting it.
Wow. Okay, so...
You do get these looky-likey peoples that are so... looky-likey.
Well, Jamie and I actually got on a plane once. It sounds as if we get on a plane regularly. We don't do it that often. But we got on a plane and I'm like, that's that bloke from Channel 4.
Oh, really?
It's that newsreader from Channel 4.
Jamie's little celebrity dog came up to
Jamie's like, I think it might be, mate.
Did he ask him for a selfie?
I think it is. No. And then Jamie went, no, I don't think it is. And I went, okay, if Jamie doesn't think it is, I'm going with that. And it wasn't. So it was a good job we didn't. But he was, I can't remember which celebrity it was.
I can't remember.
But he was
the
spitting image in my mind. But then I do this quite a lot. I say to my wife, that's da 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 da. And she's like, no, it isn't. No, it's not.
Did you see Ed Sheeran was in Ibiza this week?
Was he?
O Beach.
Oh, was he?
And he had just had his hat on and I don't think anybody realised it was him.
Oh, fantastic.
Because they didn't think he'd be there. Mm. So literally, just had his cap on, obviously his, you know, ginger locks kind of coming out the side of the hat and no one knew it was him.
Well, he's just a regular guy.
Yeah.
But this is it. Yeah. Regular guy worth 142 million. But yeah, this is it. I think celebrities don't have to be celebrities if they don't want to be celebrities.
Yes. Yeah.
What does Facebook say, Jamie?
Andrea's saying headline, as is Charlotte and Gillian and Andrea and Zoe and Claire and Aaron. So everybody's saying headline.
I think it probably is a headline.
I think this is a headline, yeah.
Even though being asked for autographs.
Do people do that anymore? I used to have a little autograph book. I remember meeting Pat Butcher down at Shanklin Chine once when I was a kid.
Is that when you're on set with her?
Pamela St. Clements. Oh, ha-ha. Sonia.
I meant
rolling
cat,
about today,
actually.
Isn't he?
I meant cat, but all right.
And, shut up. Just shut up, Jamie.
See, you've been called Ness.
Yeah.
And Sonia.
Yeah.
I meant cats later. That was your joke. Carry on.
I think it's a headline.
Headline.
It is hearsay.
Really?
Yeah.
Jamie, you have won today.
Wow, one all.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Right.
A woman phoned 999 to complain about being delivered a pizza with mushrooms on it. Essex police released the recording of the woman ranting about her takeaway torment to warn people not to waste their time by ringing 999 for non-emergencies. The recording starts with the woman complaining, "I've basically been mugged off by a takeaway. Would you believe it?" Is that a headline or is it hearsay?
Do you ever watch that programme, 999, What's Your Emergency?
No.
I do. All the time. And again...
I'm going to write it down on my list.
Yes.
Add that one to our...
Yeah, add that one. People phone up the emergency lines for ridiculous things. It is unreal.
At what point do you think... I mean, I actually witnessed the aftermath of an accident. Someone coming off their bike. It was all okay in the end. But it was the only time I've ever called 999.
Yeah.
Ever called it.
It's quite scary even, to actually call it.
And even then, I was thinking, I'm not sure whether I'm wasting someone's time here. Maybe somebody else is called.
Hmm.
So to call for a pizza, but...
Well, people do it.
What's Facebook say, Jamie?
Let's have a look. Charlotte says headline, as does Zoe and David. Sam says it's her daughter's birthday. Mia and...
Alana.
Just, yeah, let's have a look. It's my daughter's birthday, Mia and Alana. Can they have a shout out, please?
Mia and Alana, happy birthday to you. Have yourself a wonderful day, won't you?
Andrea says headline.
I'm trying to play happy, but hold on. There we go.
There we go.
Sam says headline.
Okay, what are we going with?
Headline.
Headline or hearsay?
I think it's headline.
We're going headline.
It is a headline.
Oh, which
yeah.
means we have won today.
You have.
Jamie was close, but
not
loser
close
again.
Enough.
Just hitting that loser spot again.
Anyway, that was headline or hearsay. Thanks so much for playing along. We'll do it at the same time, same place tomorrow.
White Radio.
Topping in the morning.
Good morning.
Download upstairs and upload downstairs. There's plenty to go around with White Fibre. Because we care.
Dinah King, Shy Guy. 7 minutes to eight, Isle of Wight Radio. So we're asking you this morning on Facebook and Twitter about the TV licence news that if you're over 75 at the moment, you don't have to pay for a TV licence, but coming soon, you will have to pay for a TV licence. 13% of you say yes, over 75s should pay. 87% of you, though, say no, you shouldn't have to. Pay the TV licence. And that poll's only been open for under an hour with over 400 votes so far. So some comments coming in. Can't see why the BBC can't use the same business model as every other TV channel out there and support themselves by means of advertising, says Peter. Nicholas Belfitt says it's in a time where everyone of all ages are seeing their incomes and services cut. It's wrong to protect certain age groups based on age. So Nick Belfitt thinks that they should have to pay. So what do you think? Have your say on our Facebook page right now. It's Isle of Wight Radio. It's 6 minutes to eight.
I weigh the water, I feel it all. I ask myself a million questions in the dark.
Hey! Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Radio.
Madonna, Papa Don't Preach. So we're looking for your songs that you think that we should be playing at Dad Dance this coming Saturday in the Electrolove tent at the Isle of Wight Festival. We're all going to be on, well, I say we're all going to be on stage. A selected few are going to be on stage. Sorry, Hayley.
The A-team.
The A-team are going to be on stage, yeah. So
Paul,
join us.
Georgie, Jamie.
You got it.
You said it. Join us 3 o'clock this coming Saturday, Electrolove tent. Just leave any kind of street cred that you've got out the door.
Have you seen the pictures as well of Electrolove? So they've been putting a couple of pictures on Facebook of the build so far.
It's looking amazing.
The tent's bigger than I remember, not going to lie.
It is a very big tent.
Pressure.
Yeah. It's when you
better fill that tent.
All of a sudden, it's getting quite real.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Yeah. Absolutely.
Jamie's got sweaty palms already.
To be fair, once we get those costumes on.
Oh, wow.
I wore mine around the office for about 5-10 minutes yesterday. I charged up enough static electricity to be able to power the building for at least an hour.
I can't wait to see Jamie in it.
I did.
Brilliant.
Jamie tried to accessorise.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Just.
Why can't you just leave as be?
Hang on. I put the trousers on yesterday. Carl in sales thought I'd come to clean the bins out. he thought I was.
No, last time I buy you anything.
How ungrateful.
Ivan's trousers.
Unbelievable. Anyway, this is the point where you can have a say in our success or failure on Saturday just by telling us what songs that we should be playing to get everyone up. We're not looking for anything cool. We're not looking for anything kind of sophisticated. Basically, 80s and 90s top cheese. Wedding stuff.
Yes.
That's what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Yes.
Stuff that
wedding
your dad
DJ
would
stuff.
Dance to. Hence, hashtag dad dance. Anyway, big birthday today. Elizabeth is 18 years old today. Happy birthday, yeah. Elizabeth, to you. And you are driving your sister on your birthday to school, who is Georgina, and she's doing her GCSEs today. So, Elizabeth, loving being 18. Georgina, probably not having such a great day, to be honest, but... that comes with lots of love from your mum, who is so very proud of the pair of you. So have yourself a great day today. Right, it's time for today's Game with No Name.
Oh, yes.
Are we ready for this?
Yes.
It's amazing how you've kind of come from nowhere, really.
I know.
You were dreadful at it, and now now you are...
Do you know what, guys? Let's just say you've been mean to me all day, all of you.
That's not being funny.
This morning I came into the office in good mood, and then you say I'm not as good as Georgie. I was rubbish at this game, but now I'm good.
I think you said you were not as good as Georgie.
No.
You started all this earlier.
We wouldn't say it. I was giving you a compliment then, us saying that you were rubbish at this, and now you've come out of nowhere to be like the top person to play this game.
Yeah, you are.
Right, okay.
I'll go first.
Is he fit finished?
Yeah.
Good.
I'll go
right,
first.
Let's you go
move
first.
On then. Okay, here we go.
Spud-like toy from Toy Story. Story has recently been married.
Can you say that again?
I know this one.
I don't need it.
Well, I know this one.
Go on.
Is it Mr. Potato Head getting wed?
It is, yes.
Yay.
Well done. Jamie hates it. Jamie,
I just don't like losing. I'm not going
to
lie.
Do you want me to go next?
You should be used to it because you lose every day at Headline or Hearsay. Wow.
Horrible.
Anyone who had a bit of sympathy for you, Hayley, it's gone now. Who's next?
You can go next.
Okay, all right. Here's mine for today. Boy band were regretting eating too many donuts.
I'd go to this one.
What?
I think I said I don't know this one. Say it again. Boy band.
So, boy band were regretting eating too many donuts.
Oh, I know this one. Is it Take That Got Fat?
Yes, yes. It is. Take That Got
Shut
Fat.
Shut up, you really just got that. Cheating.
Jamie,
you've
lost two now.
How have you got that?
And you can't win another one because it's your turn.
How have you got that? I'm not having that. There's a conspiracy going on here. Right, come on. I've got mine now. You need this. Oh, hang on.
Hold on.
Score?
Conspiracy theory.
But it has worked out quite nicely that this is the decider between you two now.
It is now. Okay. This is the only one that Jamie would get right this morning.
I'll probably get it wrong anyway. She's the Disney princess who lost her glass slipper. And she's putting something up to stop it.
I know this one. I know this one. Is it Cinderella with her umbrella?
It is Cinderella.
Wow.
With her umbrella.
Oh, look at that. Well done to Hayley. Didn't even finish.
No.
Unbelievable.
That was pretty good. Okay. One for you at home now. 822-002-01983-822-002. Will you be able to get this one from the bank of Jamie? Here we go. Remember, you must wait until he's finished reading it out.
He was Mickey in EastEnders, and I think he's on the Celeb Jungle spin-off program, and he's splashing water on himself.
Why do you always make this one the hardest one?
Do you know what? I've read the wrong one out. I meant to do this one as Cinderella, but we won't worry about that. So, yeah, Mickey in EastEnders, and he's in Celeb Jungle spin-off. He's married to Stacey Solomon as well.
Yeah.
Every single line is lit up. Obviously, people more intelligent listening to the show that are on it. Let's go to the phones. Morning, Isle of Wight Radio. Who's that?
It's Sue.
Sue, where are you, Sue?
At the hospital.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
No, I'm working. It's all right.
Oh, okay. If you're working that, that's just fine. So, clue again, Jamie.
He played Mickey in EastEnders, and he's on Celeb Jungle, the spin-off, and he's splashing water on himself.
Sue, what is it?
Is it Joe Swash having a wash?
It is Joe Swash having a wash.
Look at that, Sue. Oh, you are a winner. Pop round the corner to Isle of Wight Radio and come and collect your voucher, won't you?
Brilliant, thank you.
All right. Oh, you stay on the line. We'll get your details and we'll get that all sorted for you. It's Isle of Wight Radio, 16 minutes past 8 now. Tuesday, 11th of June. Hopefully it's sunny where you are.
the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Isle of Wight Radio.
What are you looking at me like that for?
What? Nothing. I just looked at you, sorry. I'll turn round, shall I?
You are mardy this morning.
What is the matter with you? You're all being mean.
How have we been mean?
This morning I come in and I was full of laughter and, you know, jokes, just having fun. And now you've managed to completely turn it around to be mean to me.
How have we been mean to you?
Just don't make out that on air that you're not being mean. It's off air
I've got a problem with. Do you want to have a look at the poll that we've run?
Yes, let's go to that. So we put a poll up saying that most people over the age of 75 will soon have to pay for a TV licence. Do you think they should? Well, nearly 1,000 of you have voted on this so far this morning. Thank you very much to everyone that's taken part in the poll so far. 15% say yes, over 75 should have to pay, but an overwhelming majority, 85%, say that no, they shouldn't have to. Some very, very interesting comments coming through. You can read them all on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Isle of Wight Radio. Some people like Nicholas Belfit basically saying, actually, do you know what? They should have to pay. But other people like Steve saying, it amazes me that the only contact with the lonely old people have, it's disgraceful that they have to pay. You can read all the comments on the website iwradio.co.uk. Click on the Facebook link there. It is now time for us to get ready to play today's Test of Time. It's coming up after the latest news and sports headlines, which are on their way in just a couple of minutes' time with Jamie.
Wake up every morning. Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning.
One, two. Wake up,
let's get it started.
Topping in the morning. 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning. Isle of Wight Radio.
So it's Tuesday morning, 11th of June. So many of you voting on this. Topic that I said really kind of annoyed me, the fact that over 75 is going to have to pay for their licence fee, or the majority are. You've been voting on our poll. It's still time to do it. You can do it on Twitter or on Facebook this morning. So, time for the test of time. I'm asking this morning. Hayley is answering. Are you a little bit happy? Oh, and Jamie's on the dinger.
There we go, Jamie.
Are you a little bit happier now?
I'm always happy. Mm. Do you know what? It actually doesn't take me very long to snap myself out of being in a bad mood.
All right,
so.
Well, let's not bring it
lucky
up again.
Lucky for you.
Why do you have to add that bit?
Just got to get the last word.
Literally.
When you're ready.
1509. Henry VIII got married to Catherine of Aragon, but which one of his six wives was Catherine?
She was his fifth wife.
Final answer?
Yeah, I'm going to go five.
First wife.
Oh.
It was his first wife.
Oh, okay.
That's why I said it, because I thought it'd be easier.
Did you say it's his first wife? Did you say it was a clue in the question?
No.
Oh.
Anyway, 1982. Steven Spielberg, brand new film opened in America. It was like the biggest film of the year. Everyone was talking about it. There were toys. It was kind of merched up to the max. But which Steven Spielberg film was it in 1982 that caught our imagination?
Was it Jaws?
It wasn't, no.
Oh.
1982.
I only know him.
Most people cried during this film. It was a big thing.
Oh, I know. It was E.T.
It was E.T.
Oh, how did I not get that?
I think Jaws was about 1978.
Oh, was it?
79? It was earlier, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was much earlier. It's like the Alien films. They were in the 70s.
Yeah.
Anyway, 1987, Conservative Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher celebrated her third general election win. The victory was the first Prime Minister in UK history in more than 160 years to win three consecutive terms in office. But one other Prime Minister matched that achievement. But which one was it?
OK, I think that was Lord Chamberlain. Oh, no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. It was actually, I think it was David Cameron. No. Hold on, it's quite recent, isn't it?
I'll give you a clue. 2005.
Tony Blair.
It was. It was Tony Blair. 1991. Actress Julia Roberts, an actor, called off their wedding 3 days before it was due to take place. But who was Julia Roberts going to marry in 1991? I didn't know this, actually.
It wasn't Richard Gere.
It wasn't Richard Gere, no.
That's what I was thinking of.
No, because I know that's a film.
Oh, yeah, Pretty Woman.
It's not real, Hayley.
It's not a documentary.
I don't know.
Having massive success at the moment.
Who he is?
Yeah, on Netflix.
Bruce Willis?
No, Kiefer Sutherland.
I don't even know who he is.
24, you never watched 24?
Nope.
Google Kiefer Sutherland, Lost Boys. Surely you've watched that film.
No.
No, it's not Keith.
Oh.
It's Kiefer. K-I-E-F-E-R. Sutherland.
K-E-I-F-A.
E-R.
Oh, here we go.
E-R.
Please tell me you recognise him.
Really?
You do recognise him?
I do recognise him, yeah. Okay. I'm sure he's played a baddie in a movie that I've watched.
Oh, he's been in loads of things. Loads and loads of things. Anyway. That is today's test of time. We'll do it again.
I got two right.
You got two right. Same time, same place, tomorrow.
Tim was waving his hand as if to say, did you not?
Were you too packed
in? Jamie, you ding the bell. That's about it, mate.
People are making their way to work and school.
Yep.
And basically, our job is to put a little bit of... turn their frown upside down. Yes. And look at the two of you. Especially you.
I'm smiling. It's Jamie that's frowning.
Especially you today.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm happy. Sun's almost come out as well. Have you noticed? Nearly.
Not in here. There's a big rain cloud above us. Zed Sheeran, Justin Bieber. Good morning, everybody. Isle of Wight Radio.